For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County Supervisor Karen Spiegel will ask her colleagues today to support a proposal for the executive office to coordinate with neighboring counties in presenting a unified request to the governor to revise or drop the state's current color-coded coronavirus tier system. Spiegel's proposal amounts to a directive for retiring CEO George Johnson or incoming interim CEO Juan Perez and executive office staff to engage Imperial, Orange, San Bernardino, San Diego, and possibly other Southern California counties in forming a partnership focused on addressing what she calls defects in the tier structure. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the color-coded system in August to replace the multi-phase public health deregulation strategy originally established at the end of April. The tier plan has four color bands, purple, red, orange, and yellow, that reflect how a county is managing coronavirus impacts. Riverside County had moved into the red tier in the third week of September, removing barriers for some businesses and houses of worship to resume indoor operations with capacity limitations. However, on October 20th, the California Department of Public Health directed that the county return to the most restrictive purple tier, prohibiting indoor functions except for most big box retailers or risk fines. CDPH administrators made the decision based largely on low COVID-19 testing volumes without any corresponding notable upswing in infection rates. In fact, the countywide 5.2% testing positivity rate meets red tier criteria. College enrollment numbers are mixed as the pandemic continues to keep campuses closed and classes online. Cap Radio's Steve Milne reports.
Hardest hit by the pandemic are community colleges, where enrollment is down.
We're very concerned about, particularly as it relates to any loss of enrollment for our most vulnerable student populations.
Eloy Ortiz Oakley is chancellor of California's community colleges.
We'll have more data come November, but right now we're probably looking at around a 5 to 7% decrease in enrollment thus far.
And that's the trend nationwide for community colleges, according to numbers from the National Student Clearinghouse. Analysts say it may be because students want the in-person classroom experience and don't want to pay for online courses. It's a different story for four-year colleges, however. Nationwide, the numbers are relatively unchanged, and they're actually up for the California State University system. CSU enrolled its largest ever student body for the fall 2020 term. 485,549 students.
That is almost 3,600 more than last year, which saw an enrollment of about 482,000 students.
Mike Uhlenkamp is with CSU. Among other things, he credits the effort campuses have been making to boost retention rates.
So we had more students also returning year over year, which led also to the enrollment.
In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
High-speed winds whipped across California Sunday night, igniting more than 24 wildfires. Two of the blazes are still burning. A few others started Monday, the largest in Orange County at around 2,000 acres. The dry offshore winds are fairly normal for this time of year. That's according to Scott Rowe with the National Weather Service in Sacramento. He says the winds are drying out already dry vegetation.
Anytime we get low relative humidity value and strong winds along with those dry fuels, consequently will result in heightened fire weather concerns. And this time around, it was very extreme.
Rowe says the winds will begin to slow down in Northern California this week, but the Santa Ana winds in Southern California are expected to pick up. He says that means California's fire season won't end until the ground is soaked in rain. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.